those are some great Christmas gifts. Here's a Christmas gift you may want to think about. 741 The Loop, Monday, December 15th, 2008. 10 shopping days left till Christmas, so let's get going. What do you get Grandma? What do you get Grandma? What do you get Grandpa? How about Grandpa or Grandma? By the way, it should be sunny today. Blustery, cold, high 15 to 19. Wind chills 0, 10 below. Wind gusts up to 30 miles per hour this afternoon. Clear tonight. Wind chills, once again, 10 below 0, 0 to 10 below. Cool! And cloudy tomorrow. Snow likely in the afternoon. And then, snow about 2 to 4 inches tomorrow. Welcome to the week. We shall have cold, then snow. That's what we got going here. All right, now, shopping. It's always hard to find something for Grandma and Grandpa. But if your Grandma and Grandpa love to shoot pistols, and like 9mm pistols, but they're having a hard time grasping onto the trigger now, this is a Christmas gift. Holiday gifts, picks to click from Johnny B. Let's go to a gentleman now in Maplewood, New Jersey, who sells what they call the palm pistol. And Matthew Carmel, I'll let you explain what this gift is for the trigger-happy senior in your life.
Thank you. Good morning.
Thank you.
I'm an NRA instructor, and I found that seniors and disabled women had difficulty loading a traditional firearm or handling it. So I conceptualized this design for people with handicaps. For example, if you're missing an index finger, you can't use a traditional firearm. My design allows you to use the thumb.
You put your hand around it. I see a photo of it. You put your hand around it like a... How do you describe this thing to me? It's rather than pulling the trigger, you just push the button down and the 9mm example will fire.
Correct. There's two what are called grip safeties on either side of the barrel, and it's bilaterally symmetrical and ambidextrous, meaning there's no right side up or down. You can hold it in either your left or your right hand. It only requires two adjacent fingers and a thumb in order to be able to fire it.
In order to fire the, what do we call it again, the palm pistol?
Palm pistol.
You just need to have two fingers and a thumb.
Two fingers adjacent to one another and a thumb.
Okay, yeah, so couldn't be like one finger on the top and then the pinky. It had to be two together.
That would be correct.
All right. And you hold this now. How does it go over the gun? It's just, I don't get this.
I'm sorry?
I don't see how it works. So you got a 9mm pistol, right?
Yes, and the breech opens. There's a button on the side which you push.
Yeah.
The barrel swings laterally. You would load a cartridge into the chamber and close it.
Yeah.
And then when you put your two fingers on either side of the barrel, it would project between your ring and middle fingers.
All right.
For someone who has all their fingers, or between the two fingers. And then by depressing the grip safeties, those two buttons release the otherwise immobilized trigger, and you push down with your thumb. And there's two triggers. There's one on top and bottom. So, again, it's bilaterally symmetrical, making it does not matter which way you grab it. There's always a trigger available to your thumb.
Now, let me ask you, is this a medical? How do you sell and market this? And what is the cost of the palm pistol for elderly people and, of course, as you say, disabled people who can't pull a trigger on a regular gun?
Well, I attempted to have it classified as a medical device, and in fact, the FDA did initially classify it as a medical device. They're the ones who told me which standards to apply, the 21 CFR 890.5050. They told me which product code to use to identify it. And on December 2nd, I went ahead and registered my facility as a medical device establishment, and I listed the palm pistol as a medical device. About a week later, after this made national news, the FDA canceled my registration and withdrew my listing, claiming it was made in, quote, error. Of course, they never said whose error.
Right.
But what happened, really, I believe, I have no evidence to prove this, but I believe that they received some kind of political pressure because the people's couldn't quite grasp the idea of a medical device and gun being used in the same sentence.
Sure, that's exactly right. So you got a medical device. Oh, what is it? Well, it's it's called the palm pistol. And what does it do? It goes on a 9mm.
The chambering is sort of really immaterial because actually it may be a 38 special because I'm trying to achieve what's called ejection rather than extraction, and for that I need a rimmed case. So I'm probably going to be switching to a 38 special if I'm permitted. But anyway, that's really an immaterial point.
Yeah.
The point is that it serves a medical function. The medical condition that I'm seeking to avoid is death. And the means by which I'm going to do that is through extension of life expectancy. This is no different than a smoking cessation program or a weight loss program. It's designed to improve your life. And my contact at the FDA with whom I spoke, Well, it's basically saying we don't really care that it's a gun. That's immaterial to us. What matters is you have a device that allows someone who's handicapped to do a function, perform a function they couldn't otherwise do without it. And it's no different than a cane or a crutch or a wheelchair, which those things are all reimbursable. And if I may be so bold as to state, the CMS also has a DME code, durable medical equipment code, for a male erection vacuum system. And if the government sees fit to reimburse for something like that, then certainly I think a tool which allows a senior or a disabled person to defend their own lives is equally as important, if not more so.
That's right. They can shoot this gun with their thumb, and they have to have a finger that's close to the other finger. You can take a look at that on... Wait a minute. I'm looking at it right now. That is an awesome contraption.
I know. People just can't get their heads around the idea that...
I know what you're saying. With that, an old bird, it's like you're selling a thumb trigger for old people.
Well, that's really, you know, I'm sort of surprised at the extent to which ageism is accepted in this country. People making fun of old people, saying they're going to have fights over their TV remote in the nursing home. If people are not mentally competent, they're not qualified to get a pistol purchase permit. So people who don't have their mental faculties won't be able to have one of these regardless.
Well, if you want to get one for someone in your life, you go to constitutionarms.com. Is that correct?
No, palmpistol.com.
Oh, palmpistol.com. Yes. Hold on a second. Hold on. How did I get that information? Why do I have constitutionarms.com?
Well, that's my company. I have a separate website for the device.
All right, so Palm Pistol, you can take a look at it today. It's very interesting to look at. Palmpistols.com. Matthew.
Singular, palmpistol.com.
Palmpistol.com.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Have a great day. That's right. He just wants to sell your grandma a gun. Well, not a gun. She has to have her own gun. Let's say grandma and grandpa love to shoot at people. Okay, but they can no longer pull the trigger. He will allow you to let that little trigger go on the palm pistol. Look what I got for you, Grandma. Now you can fire that 9mm at people that you wanted to get for so long. Go to palmpistol.com. That is a beautiful gift for the holiday season. Palmpistol.com. Take a look at it. And Grandma can start firing away today.